it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunoco and parent company Energy Transfer have met the milestones laid out for them. This in regards to a pipeline leak in Bucks County that was discovered in late January. That's what the PA Department of Environmental Protection said in a public meeting, as we hear from KWW's Vic Ragapathy.
Sunoco sampled more than 360 private wells for contamination in the broad area around the Mount Air neighborhood of Upper Mayfield Township, Bucks County. Six of them exceeded the Department of Environmental Protection's drinking water standards for levels of volatile organic compounds like those found in jet fuel. They're in the initial stages of remediation after the DEP approved plans that had to be submitted following the department's March 6th order. C. David Brown is the department's environmental cleanup program manager.
We would obviously be concerned if there was an expansion of the plume, if we saw it moving towards the river, if it was affecting more homes. It appears that the plume is stable. Maybe it's backing off a little bit.
The DEP says Sunoco has recovered just over 1,000 gallons of petroleum, around two-thirds from soil remediation, the rest from private wells and recovery wells. The DEP says Sunoco has not updated its initial estimate that its pipeline leaked some 6,500 gallons it made shortly after the leak was detected on January 31st. In the virtual meeting's typed-out Q&A, residents expressed concerns over low water pressure and were told to reach out to Sunoco. Some also said Sunoco was not being transparent enough, taking issue with the company planning not to record its in-person meeting next Monday. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.